WordPress.com is not a secret. Podcasting is not a secret. But it almost seemed as though podcasting on WordPress.com was a secret. The secret is out about just how affordable, reliable, and flexible podcast hosting really is on WordPress.com. Welcome to episode 1 of the How to Podcast on WordPress.com podcast. My name is Mike Murphy, and this podcast is about the step-by-step guide to setting up a podcast and website on WordPress.com, an ebook that I just published on the Amazon Kindle store. This podcast is the audio companion to the ebook and is going to provide an overview and a behind-the-scenes view of the guide and the tutorial. This podcast is going to walk you through the guide. It is going to make it easier for you to follow as you're reading it. It's also going to include tips and tricks and tidbits that are going to help you in your podcasting journey. It's also going to pull for material that did not make it into the final draft. You are listening to this episode number 1 because I followed the steps in the tutorial and I published at least one episode in order to submit to the Apple Podcast Directory. So I followed this guide step by step in order to create this podcast and to create the website, which is where you can find the show notes over at howtopodcast.com/EP1. So now that you know a little bit about the podcast, what about the book? The ebook is a start-to-finish comprehensive guide and tutorial on how to set up and launch a podcast and website using WordPress.com. Why did I write this guide? I wrote this guide to raise awareness of WordPress.com as an affordable and reliable podcasting and website hosting option for both new and experienced podcasters and to walk you through step-by-step the process of setting up a podcast and website on WordPress.com. It is the missing tutorial. So here is how the ebook is organized. In the intro section, you're going to learn a little bit about me, Mike Murphy, a one-man band. Part 1 of the guide is all about the why. Why should you care about this tool in the guide that I am sharing? Why should you consider using WordPress.com as a podcasting and website hosting solution? And what is the story behind why I wrote the guide? And FYI, it's a pretty good story. Part 2 is the what. What is this tool that I am teaching you about and what does it do? What is WordPress? What is the difference between WordPress.com and WordPress.org? What is a media host? And what does it cost to use WordPress.com as a podcast and media host? So that is part 2. In part 3, this is the how. This is the meat of the entire guide. This is the tutorial part, part 3. How do you use it? I take you from signing up for WordPress.com to the very end where your podcast is live in the Apple Podcast iTunes directory and you are sharing your voice to the world. That is in part 3. Part 4 is the post-launch steps. What next? What do you do after your podcast goes live? After this episode 1 goes live, what next? Is submitting your podcast to other directories besides Apple Podcasts? Also, how to monetize and recoup some of the investment of producing a podcast, and how to get the word out about your podcast. Part 5 is the library. This is the Get Smarter section. This is where all of the helpful resources and documentation and links I put about podcasting, as well as links to the free downloads and resources that you can find over on the website, which again is howtopodcastonwordpress.com. So that is going to conclude the recording of episode 1 of the How to Podcast on WordPress.com podcast. Now I'm going to go back to the tutorial and go to step 5, which is how to publish your first podcast episode. So I can publish this episode, I can submit my feed to the Apple Podcast directory, and I can go live with this podcast and share my voice to the world. My name is Mike Murphy. I thank you for joining me today. Be sure to go download your copy of the digital ebook, How to Podcast on WordPress.com, and we'll see you in the next episode. Cheers.